Last time we talked about a few areas of halacha where there may or may not be differences between right-handed and left-handed individuals. When halacha says or prefers that a person do something with one hand as opposed to the other, so are righties and lefties the same, or is there a difference between righties and lefties? There are many other areas where this same discussion can take place, but just to mention a couple of others, which I think will be interesting to everybody, even right-handers, in terms of just providing general background to why we do certain things. As we mentioned, for each particular case, we'll have to determine when the halacha says that a person should do something with their right hand or the left hand, is that because it's the primary hand or not the primary hand? Or is it a different reason? And that will determine whether righties and lefties are the same. Let's talk about nefilas apayim, going down in the arm during tachanun. The Mechaber in Kuf Lamed Aleph writes that a person should do nefilas apayim on the left arm. The Ramah quotes an opinion that says to do nefilas apayim on the right, and the Ramah's conclusion is that when a person is wearing tefillin on his left arm, he does nefilas apayim on the right. Otherwise, a person does nefilas apayim on the left arm. So this conclusion seems to be that in general, we do nefilas apayim on the left, except if you happen to be wearing tefillin on the left arm. What is, again, now this halacha is phrased for righties. What about lefties? So we have to understand, why is it that a person does nefilas apayim, that a righty does nefilas apayim on the left arm? Is that because the left arm is the weaker arm, or is there some other reason? So the Beis Yosef quotes a couple of different reasons for this practice of nefilas apayim on the left arm. Many Rishonim explain that it's as follows. That's because we are going down nefilas apayim opposite from the Shechina, corresponding to the Shechina. So the Shechina is kiilu opposite us, and we're doing nefilas apayim in the presence of the Shechina. So therefore, we want to do nefilas apayim on the right side of the Shechina. The Shechina is facing us. So when we go down on our left, that is opposite the right side of the Shechina, and that is connected to the pasuk v'yimino techabkeni, that his right hand supports me, embraces me. So therefore, we go down and do nefilas apayim opposite the right side of the Shechina. Another opinion, the Shibbol Aleke quotes, is that it's parallel to the din of Heseba on Lel Pesach, that we do Heseba, that expresses our freedom, our independence, our self-sufficiency, and our pride. And we go ahead and we do Nefilas Apayim to indicate our subservience to HaKadosh Baruch Hu on the same side on which we do Heseba, which expresses our self-sufficiency and independence. So we thereby ascertain and underscore the fact that we really are subservient to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So both of these reasons would seem to indicate, although the Prima Godim has a suffix, but it would seem that both of these reasons would indicate that lefties should be the same as righties. For a lefty as well, to do nefilas apayim opposite the right side of the Shechina, when the Shechina is facing a lefty, so the right and left of the Shechina, so to speak, are the same, as if it's facing a righty. And so too, when it comes to Heseba, lefties also lean to the left for Heseba, not to the right. So when it comes to this halacha, it would seem that lefties as well should be do nefilas apayim on the left arm. In this case, the Ramah's psak would be a little bit different, because lefties never wear tefillin on their left arm. So therefore, it would make sense for a lefty to do nefilas apayim on the left arm, both for shachris and for mincha as well. Let's talk about the three steps back that a person takes at the end of Shemon Esrei. So in Shulchan Aruch, in Siman Kuf Chav Gimel, Siv Gimel, the Mechaber paskins that the first step that you take on the three steps back should be with the left foot. The left foot goes first. What is the reason for this? So the Magen Avraham quotes two reasons. The Magen Avraham's first reason is that a person generally will step forward first with the right foot. And therefore, we want to step forward dafka with the left foot to show that we are somewhat hesitant, sorry to leave the presence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. A person davening Shmoneh Esrei is omid bifnei Hashem. We don't want to leave HaKadosh Baruch Hu's presence. So we go ahead and we take our first step back with the left foot. And the Magen Avraham points out, according to this reason, if you have a left-footed individual, meaning a person who normally, his natural impulse is to take his first step with his left foot, so then he would take his first step back at the end of Shemoneh Esrei with his right foot. The other answer is similar to what we said before, that a person is connected to Shechina. A person bows at the end of Shemoneh Esrei. When you take your three steps back, you're supposed to bow and take the three steps back while bowing. So we are taking leave and giving kavod to the Shechina. So the way we do so, since the three steps back is a way of showing kavod as we take leave of the Shechina, so The way to do that is to take the first step back with the left foot, which thereby expresses that kavod, again, corresponding to the right side of the Shekhinah. So, Imkein, Magen Avraham writes, for a left-footed individual, it would not matter, it would be no different than for a right-footed person, and he would as well take the first step back with his left foot. So, the Magen Avraham quotes two different reasons, which would lead to two different conclusions. The Taz, interestingly enough, accepts the second reason of the Magen Avraham and the Aruch HaShulchan as well, and according to that, even left-footed people would take their first step back with the left foot. On the other hand, the Mishnah Berurah, especially in the Beir Halacha, quotes various poskim who seem to accept the first reason of the Magen Avraham, and that seems to be the Mishnah Berurah's conclusion as well. In which case, for left-footed individuals, they would take their first step back at the end of Shemona Esrei with the right foot. Have a wonderful day.